Live, it's hour number three. That's what we're kicking off right now on this live Saturday edition. Hey, did you know we do the show 7 nights a week? We do have a live Sunday edition as well. So if you don't get your thoughts in here tonight, phones have been blowing up last several segments. People want to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance and other things. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind here. Tis the point of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. You go there, and you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in a few different ways. There's our bulletin board system, but the primary way is the front page of the website. You can create the content there. You can vote on what's already there. So if you like something, you vote it up. If you don't like something, you may vote it down. You can also add a piece of content to our websites. Maybe there's a news story that you want us to talk about on the radio, but you don't really want to call in about it. You can just submit the content right there to the front page of the website. It then becomes subject to voting as well. We do it with the Reddit system, so you do need to have a free Reddit account. You need a free Free Talk Live account. You link the two accounts together in a very short, simple process, and then you're good to go. It makes it easy to use our site at freetalklive.com. We will go back to the phones here, but just to set the table for the hour, for those of you just tuning in, the main topic tonight has been a young man in Texas who has refused to stand for the pledge and say the pledge. He's been suspended in school suspension, and we never really got the chance to get him to say his piece. Maybe you quoted one of his quotes, Mark, but I don't really recall.
Yeah, he's had a couple of quotes in what I read.
Well, then if there's more, we'll try to sneak something in here, but ultimately we're going to your phone calls.
He says he's angry and frustrated and annoyed that they would write him up and give him in-school suspension for something that he had a right to do. He says, I think it's time that people do something for themselves and stop taking whatever's handed to them.
I totally agree with him. The guy's brave, and he should be commended for this. I don't know where he's going to go with it from here. He's been in trouble with it once. Are they going to continue punishing him? Is he going to continue not saying the pledge? My understanding, he has the resolve to not continue, or to continue staying seated, I guess. Is that your understanding of the situation?
That seems to be it, yeah.
So, his back's up against the wall, but what's he going
to
do?
I don't know why he would continue to go to a school where he continues to be in school.
He's forced to.
No.
Students are forced to go to government school.
You can choose to be homeschooled.
You can't choose that if that's not what your parents want.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, then your question should be, I don't know why his parents continue to send him to this government school.
I don't know why his parents obviously wouldn't care very much about his education if, they're going to let him just sit and...
keep getting suspended?
Yeah, keep getting in-school suspension.
I agree. The best thing you can do if you've got kids in a government school is get them out of the government school, bring them home for unschooling. I think unschooling is the most exciting educational method, but, different people learn differently, so maybe a curriculum-based thing would be more appropriate for some students, etc. But that's another topic. Let's go back to you with your thoughts here and talk to Sean in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. Great.
Hey, I just wanted to relate to you a somewhat humorous, I guess, to me, story about not saying the pledge.
Please.
It was back like in 07. I started kind of getting back interested in politics since Ron Paul was running, and I started doing some studying and I just didn't like the whole one nation, indivisible concept that sort of nullifies states' rights. And I'd be a hypocrite to say I believe in states' rights and then stand there and say one nation, indivisible.
Yep. So I don't believe in states' rights.
So I went
to
this.
I know.
Well, anyway, at that point I did. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Just add one more thought. Only people have rights. States are just ideas. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So I went to this rather large function, I would say over 500 people at this event, and they had never said the pledge at these events before, and suddenly that night they did. Well, I remained seated. The lady sitting next to me, my friends that came with me, they all knew I was going to do this, so they weren't shocked in the least, but the lady sitting next to me, and I can feel it behind as well, just that look of death, If your looks could kill, I'd be dead type of thing.
Did you get a gasp, too? Sometimes you get a gasp.
I'm not sure if she gasped or not. She might have, but it was interesting that I sat there, and at the end, when it was quiet, I said, it's not the under God that I disagree with, just so you know. Because usually that's what everybody assumes. I said, it's not the under God. I could care less about that part. And I left it at that. Didn't want to get in a big fight with the lady, The guest speaker of the evening happened to be Chuck Baldwin.
That's the Constitution Party guy, right?
Right.
Okay.
He comes up right after the pledge. He's like the speaker of the evening, and he gets on stage. The first words out of his mouth is, "That pledge needs to be changed. We are not one nation. We're a confederated republic." And I just looked at the lady. Here's the guy you came to see saying the same thing is why I didn't rise.
I hosted, emceed an, a 10th Amendment Center event here in Manchester, New Hampshire, and it was hilarious. One of the occupants, one of the attendees wanted me to do a Pledge of Allegiance at a 10th Amendment Center meeting about nullifying the federal government. I'm like, really?
Yeah, exactly. It's very similar. Very similar.
Sean, thanks for sharing your story. Anything else you want to throw out there?
No, I just wanted to relate that to you guys, just to let you know there's more of us out here that are going down these roads.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight, right, Sean. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey, guys. Great show. I really wanted to talk about citizen grand juries, but while, you know, sitting here on hold listening, I never really thought about, you know, I always said the pledge as a kid and elementary school. I don't remember it going any farther than that. I never really thought about it. I guess I was just a dumbed down, mind controlled lab rat, as my brother likes to say. But what do you guys think of citizen grand juries? You think they can work?
No. I think that the idea here is that grand juries are they're supposed to be, the grand juries historically have been citizen or run by the people, and that they can bring charges against the government. They can demand they can have evidence presented by other individuals. They can demand evidence from the community. But in function, what we have today is a grand jury system that is essentially run by the prosecutors.
It's a glorified rubber stamp.
Yeah, no information gets to the grand jury that does not go through the prosecutor. And when you control the information, you control the organization. And I don't see how.
Well, what's the proposal, Dave, as to how something like that would be formed? Are you talking about, you know, creating it separate from the state, or how would you go about that?
Well, I've been approached by some folks that are, I guess they're already seated here in Michigan. My problem is I'm legally blind and they're going to do it all on computer, and I'm not really computerized at the moment. And I just know that I have to do something, because we're in trouble. And if we let, you know, this system continue the way it is, you know, it's going to come to a crashing halt anyway. But what happens after? You know, I mean, we got to do something. And I know I've heard you say, Ian, don't pay taxes and all that. But does that really matter? They print the money.
No, you're right, and that's why it doesn't matter to the federal government if you don't pay taxes, but it does matter to the individual, because it could increase the amount of money that you have to spend on your friends and family and, you know, give away to charities and things like that. So it's an improvement to your life and your freedom.
Right.
But I want you to tell me more about the idea of grand jury. You know, what do you want to see happen? You said you've been contacted by people who are impaneled on a grand jury. What are they asking you? I mean, what's the purpose of their contact?
They're not really impaneled, but they are trying to put together, citizens, people, just regular people. And they don't really call themselves citizens, but it is called a citizen grand jury. But if you're not, you know, deliberating, you're just an assembly. But, you know, they want us to come together, and they want us to start hearing cases. They want to go after the judicial system. They want to go after the bar, and they want to go after politicians.
Okay, so this is a step beyond what I was talking about. I was talking about people that were seated on what would be considered a legitimate grand jury, not putting together their own grand jury.
Yeah, see, I knew you were jumping to a conclusion
the
there.
The federal government is liable to consider you people terrorists.
Well, yeah.
Their thought processes.
I think this is fascinating. I want to bring you back here, Dave, for a moment, because there's a related story, and I want to get your comment on this. Remember the Albuquerque situation, where it's continually developing, police there are murdering homeless people. And
the feds are coming after them.
There's a situation where a people's arrest warrant has been issued for the police chief, and we'll look into that. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free on the live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Inviting you to our website. The features there are free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you for their sites. We give it away. So enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com.
Blockchain.info has done it again. Now, if you have a physical business, you can go to blockchain.com. Now, blockchain.info is the largest Bitcoin website on the internet, from what I can tell. They have implemented a free app for businesses. So if you've got a physical business, go to blockchain.com, use their new app on your smartphone or tablet or whatever, and you can begin to accept bitcoins into your business without any cost, no terms of service, or no ID requirements of any kind. Imagine this for a second. Blockchain is offering you a way to take bitcoins in your business. Compare this to credit card companies. What credit card company is offering you a free service with no ID requirements and no terms of service? Not one. That's the answer. So go to blockchain.com, download the app from the Google Play Store, get started, start accepting bitcoins, a way to get paid without having to pay any transfer fees at all, without having the credit card companies hold your money for 30 days. You don't have to worry about that with bitcoins. It's blockchain.com.
All right, we're back with Dave in Michigan. He called in about this idea of putting together grand juries sort of outside of the system, because actually having an influence on an existing grand jury is a very difficult thing to do, whether or not, even if you could reach grand jury members, whether or not they would know how or know if they could or could bring up whatever issues against the politicians or bureaucrats. Because the idea behind taking control of a grand jury for the purpose of doing good things, as opposed to just indicting somebody for a heroin charge, which is apparently what they've been doing here in Keene, New Hampshire. There was grand jury returned 4 or 5 indictments recently, and only one of them was for an actual violent crime. The rest of them were for heroin. But if you wanted to get into a grand jury and try to influence the idea that, hey, look at all this evidence of malfeasance by government bureaucracy, you could bring charges, grand jury, against these government bureaucrats. It would be very, very difficult to promote those ideas within the system. So Dave's saying create your own grand jury, and my response...
He's saying that some friends are doing that.
Well, right. That's what the proposal is that people would create their own grand juries. And would the idea be that you'd be handing out indictments, inviting, you know, subpoenaing people to your own private court? I mean, people are the people in the state are going to look at that and they're going to laugh and ignore it, right? Like, what do you expect to see happen? What do you plan to do with the grand jury, and what do you think is realistic to see happen?
Well, I really don't have all those details yet. That's why I was calling you guys to see if you knew, had heard anything about this. I've heard a couple of guys on some shows in the past talking about similar ideas. But, you know, I really don't have the way to research this because, like I said, I'm not really computerized yet.
You're blind as well.
Right.
So let me give you my assessment of this as somebody who, I've been aware of a number of the conspiracy kind of patriot movement things out there, and I'm very skeptical of a lot of this stuff. It seems to me that if you were to take this seriously and create a grand jury and come down with an indictment against, let's say, the sheriff. You know, you got a corrupt sheriff, he's selling drugs or whatever it is he's doing. You've come down with an indictment against the sheriff, you're serving on him, and either, you know, he just laughs, or he arrests you for assaulting him with touching him with a piece of paper, or if you actually try to arrest him, then you'll be arrested for kidnapping in that particular case, because, as you said, Mark, they're going to see this as a competing gang. They're going to see you as a criminal agency, and they're going to do everything they can to put a stop to this. Right now, in Albuquerque, there's a situation that's continuing to develop. They have had 39 police shootings in that city since 2010. The story at All Voices .com. This week, Albuquerque City Council last week, it was last Thursday, and that's because the people in Albuquerque are livid about the fact that the police are shooting and murdering innocent, peaceful people there in town. So the protesters have been showing up in the council chambers and basically kind of taking over the meetings to some extent in fairly large numbers. Apparently, at certain points, the protesters would take, they've got like the 2-minute thing where you can get up and you can just kind of talk to the city council for 2 minutes. Apparently, some stood at the podium for their allotted 2 minutes with a fist raised high in the air. They were protesting in whatever ways they could. But one of the things they did was they came up with a people's arrest warrant, which they wanted to serve on the police chief. They were demanding that he be ousted from police chief position. They were unable to actually serve it upon the chief because apparently he and most of the council members fled the meeting amid shouts, sign waving, and generally so-called disruptive behavior from the audience. But either way, What are they going to do when they serve this arrest warrant on him? They're not going to put him in handcuffs and take him away in their own cruiser. That's ultimately, that would be considered kidnapping.
Ultimately, that's what an arrest has to be backed up with. It has to be backed up with violence.
Otherwise, it's just street theater.
Right. So, I mean, and this is really the difficulty in, essentially creating a competing government and attempting to enforce that government on other folks.
I don't think it's the right path. It's going to get you in some real hot water, and I fully support doing things of a disobedient and courageous nature, but using aggression in return to the state is not going to solve your problem.
I'm not sure this is aggression. In many cases, you're talking
about... It'll be seen as that.
...corrupt officials, and this is essentially retaliatory force.
It'll be seen as aggression. It'll be seen as kidnapping, and you'll be charged with kidnapping, and they will come after you, and thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. And when they come after you, you'll be lucky if you survive the encounter. Police shooting frenzy raises concerns. I mean, I just want to throw this one out. It's real quick. In Miami on December 10th, more than two dozen police officers from across Miami converged on a blue Volvo that had crashed in the backyard of a townhouse. As the car was wedged helplessly between a light pole and tree, nearly a minute passed before the officers opened up, firing approximately 50 bullets at the car and the two unarmed men inside the vehicle. The two men inside the car survived the initial volley of gunfire, according to witnesses, who said they could still see the men moving inside the Volvo. Everything went quiet for nearly 2 minutes before the officers opened up a second time, unleashing an unrelenting torrent of bullets that lasted almost 25 seconds. By the time it was over, the two men in the inside of the car were dead. A total of 23 officers fired a total of at least 377 rounds. Bullets were sprayed everywhere. They hit the Volvo, other cars in the lot, fence posts, and neighboring businesses. They blasted holes in a townhouse where a 12-year-old dove to the ground for cover. Whoa. And a 4-month-old slept in his crib. It was like the wild, wild west, man. Crazy, said one man who barely made it through his back door of his house before the gunfire erupted. Just shooting wild, shooting all over the place. Bullets could have come through the window. Anything could have happened. They weren't thinking. They weren't thinking at all. Why do you think the police fired 377 rounds at two men in a car who weren't even shooting at them at the time?
Bank robbers.
No, actually, they did. There was a robbery involved, but the average robber's not going to get that kind of thing happening to him. Turns out, after robbing a Walgreens at gunpoint, the driver of the Volvo shot a Miami-Dade police officer in a nearby trailer park.
Mm.
And so the entirety of whoever it was that was on the Miami police squadron at that time came out and emptied every single bullet they had in their magazines into this.
Remember when the Chris Dorner thing went on out in California? They were shooting up people's cars. They had nothing to do with it.
Yep, we'll come back with more here in moments. Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Special to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition. We will take your calls about what you would like. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is brought to you, that toll free number is brought to you by ProXPN. And we continue taking more of your calls here in moments. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username LRN. Ooh, LRN.FM.
You've probably heard of shinybadges.com if you've been listening to Free Talk Live any length of time. They've got that really great jingle. But if you haven't been to Shiny Badges recently, you should go check out the new Causes tab, because every item there includes a donation to a worthy Liberty project. So, for instance, the Silk Road pin, which is this sort of bluish-greenish camel and a rider, it donates to the Ross Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund. The Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie donates to the Bitcoin Not Bombs Hoodie the Homeless Campaign 2014. The Anonymous pen donates to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The Anti-War pen votes to antiwar.com. So if you believe in these projects, consider getting some really great jewelry and supporting the organizations that you cherish. And you get a free gift if you pay with Bitcoin. So it is shinybadges.com.
Okay, let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Aaron has been waiting patiently on Skype in Delaware. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark. Hey. Actually, this has been a wonderful evening. I've been on for 45 minutes and heard some great things.
Excellent.
I've cycled through a few things, and I want to take issue with something you said the other night, Mark. It's not going into the past, but the agorism thing, you had said that you didn't believe agorism works because the majority of the world was agoristic in its trading.
Right. Let me restate it for you, for folks. I think it's called System D, by the way. I couldn't come up with the name last night. But essentially, people that, buy, sell, and trade without going through governmental agencies, this is about 2/3 of the transactions that go on around the world in any given year. And the mantra of agorism is that we should disconnect from the system, the governmental system, and we should do it for principled reasons, and therefore we will starve the state by not giving them taxes. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, my wife happens to be from a third world country that's kind of totalitarian. It's called Eritrea. It's in Africa.
Yep. Yeah.
But a large percentage
of it's pretty darn totalitarian.
Yeah, no, she escaped just barely with her son. That's a whole other story, but
I'd love to hear
a large percentage of the country over there, they try and avoid using their currency because it's worthless and inflated like crazy. And I believe that if you look at the other countries, that the percentage of agorism directly correlates to the power of the state. So while their state, I guess, they try and grip at power, they don't have nearly as much control over day-to-day things. They don't have the government with which to crack down on people using drugs or prostitution or gambling and these things that go on in people's homes, because they don't have the money to hire that many people.
But so what they can't do is stop sort of individuals from being sort of free in their day-to-day lives. But what they can stop is they can stop the freedom of creating businesses, like real businesses, businesses that create jobs, build economies, really make people free. There's the percentage of the population that has, say, flat-screen TVs and cars is probably significantly lower there in Eritrea, right?
Right, that's true.
So what the government is able to do, and what's very important that the government's able to do, is because they control the system, and working outside the system doesn't do anything to make people's lives better as far as the implementation of the system.
It makes it far better than it would be if they didn't have the agorist economy.
Sure. I mean, the Soviets had to have the black market in order to be able to have anything to eat in a lot of ways, from what I understand. So you're always going to have the underground. The underground, I think, is very important. But I think where the agorism doesn't happen, and where it should happen if the agorists actually want to destroy the state eventually through competition, through peaceful competition, is they're going to have to start operating openly. I mean, open that restaurant without a permit. And then show us how agorism is really done, and show the world why it's so beneficial. And, you know, have yourself a SurfSafe certification or whatever kind of certification you should have, so you can let your customers know that everything's clean and safe. But, agorists aren't going to do that because most of them don't have enough capital to open up their own real business. And anybody that does have that level of capital will all of a sudden become not an agorist anymore because they're too afraid of having their business shut down. There was a situation here in New Hampshire. I won't get into detail as to where it was, but there were a group of activists that were operating a kitchen, and they were cooking food for folks and delivering it, and people started sniffing around about, well, where's the location of the kitchen? Is it, a licensed kitchen, etc.? And a couple of the operators got scared and decided they didn't want to do it anymore. So, you know, agorism is a scary thing when you start operating openly, because then you're subject more so to the state cracking down on you. And I think the agorists have a long way to go before they'll ever have a chance of out-competing the state out of business. I still want to see that agorist road crew. Where the hell are those guys?
Yeah, so what do you do to bring down the state?
What do I so? So I'm,
you sew?
This kind of leads into what I was originally talking about, was I come from a fairly wealthy family. We had land. I grew up on a farm. And now me and my wife live on a healthy six-figure salary.
Sweet.
And it's really, really hard for me. So when I came to Liberty, I was working for $7 an hour in a factory, listening to you guys 5 years ago and on my podcast every day. And now I come to a point in my life where I want to reach out and do something like that. Like, suddenly, I always said if I had the money, I would start something like this. But now that I
like
do,
what?
I have so much to lose.
Like what?
No, like an agorist restaurant or something.
I see, yeah.
Trying to contribute to the economy or invest heavily in Bitcoin or some way to help bring down the state in this way, because it seems what should be done. But people are so deeply ingrained, and myself included, that we don't want to lose the comforts we have.
Yep, that's one of the, that you're right. As soon as you start to gain things in life, then they can start to take them away from you.
I suspect investing heavily in Bitcoin is not going to take away the comforts in your life, nor is picking up and moving your life to the Free State
Project. Well, yeah, I mean, that would be a big step in the right direction, is move to a place where there are other people who can back you up on a project like this, who might also be interested in investing and or helping with, you know, putting hours in and work in the shop or whatever it is you're going to be doing. I don't know how successful you're going to be in Delaware, but even here you're likely to be targeted. You're likely to be, you know, you're likely to suffer some financial loss. But ultimately, are we really in this to sit pretty and enjoy a bunch of money? And
Ian's not.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I mean, look, I think there's something to be said for having a comfortable life. And I wouldn't want somebody to live a particularly uncomfortable or painful life. I mean, there's something nice to have leisure things. But at the same time, you know, if we just ignore all the things going on around us just so we can have a big bank account, then what are we really contributing?
No, I think you're right. If you guys, as you guys have gotten something started there, you're causing a core to begin that would allow someone like me to maybe move into the area and feel comfortable enough to support in a more significant way without the ramifications of that you might fear in a more state-controlled area.
You know, it's I've kind of had an interesting transition in this area of having things and being willing to give up those things. When you don't have things anymore, like, for instance, as a minister in the Shire Free Church, sure, there are things within my control, but I've donated my house to the Shire Free Church, and the Shire Free Church is now paying a portion of the property taxes, which is getting a lien placed on the property, which could result in the property being stolen from me someday, and there's $200,000 down the drain. I mean, that's a pretty significant chunk of money for the average person there. But you know, if you don't risk, you're never going to gain. But the thing is, once you don't have anything to lose anymore, even though you have money, if you're willing to lose it, they can't take anything from you. As long as you're willing to go through the process of losing your house, they have nothing over you anymore.
Yeah, a lot of families just aren't going to be able to do that.
I understand right. that. Thank you for the call, Aaron. I appreciate hearing from you. Well, if you want to be free, you're going to have to put something on the line eventually, I think. 855-450-FREE. What if a lot of families stopped paying property taxes together?
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. They say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're in the remaining moments of the show here. And if you're not already on the lines, we're probably not going to be able to get you on here tonight. But if you didn't get a chance to get your thoughts on the air tonight, we do the show 7 nights a week. And it's live 7 nights a week. We don't do that best of nonsense here on Free Talk Live. So you can just call Mark's show tomorrow night. You're in.
That's right.
You're going to be in here with Stephanie and Brian, I presume, and doing the Sunday show, which is live 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern time, as we are 7 nights a week. So even if you don't get the show on your local talk radio station on Sunday night, you can still call and take part. You can still listen online at freetalklive.com. And if you do get the show on your local talk station, but not all 7 nights, call the program director and tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live, and then ask real nicely for more. And if you don't get any Free Talk Live on your local talk radio station, say you're listening online or via satellite, you can call and talk to the program director and ask him nicely for any amount of Free Talk Live, and we sure would appreciate your efforts in doing that. Something else we appreciate is you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, because calling a local radio station, it's very helpful. Please do that for us. We sure do appreciate that. But also what is helpful is sending $5 a month to Free Talk Live so we can pay Daryl, for instance. He's one of our weekday co-hosts, Friday night co-host, to do affiliate relations for us. That's a radio term for calling radio stations as a job, essentially, and pitching the show. That's what I do during the week. And
we only use that money for things that advertise, market, or promote Free Talk Live.
That's right.
It doesn't go to paychecks to us.
It's the AMP program. It doesn't go to you and I, but some of the money is going to Daryl to bring him on for affiliate relations for the purpose of bringing more radio stations on. We're also doing advertising with the AMP money. We're advertising on Google AdWords at the moment, and the Google AdWords campaign that we've started in the last couple months has coincided. Now, this is correlation, not necessarily causation, but it's awfully suggestive. The Google AdWords that we've started since February have coincided with a fairly gigantic increase, 28% increase in our podcast download numbers. So it went up from like 69,000 in February to 89,000 in April. It's been a huge jump. And I have a feeling that has to do with the fact that we're doing Google AdWords, because that's getting clicks. People are clicking on an advertisement for Free Talk Live, wanting to hear talk radio you control. That's what the advertisement says. So I imagine some of those folks are tuning in. And so you can help us do this with the AMP program. You get perks too, like access to the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP Only forum, AMP Only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Justin. He's on the line and via Skype from West Virginia. Hello, Justin.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Splendid. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay, so I just wanted to touch base on some civil rights issues and what it means, like, innocent until proven guilty.
Sure.
This doesn't seem to apply to people in my group. I'm part of a motorcycle club, and none of our members have any criminal background, behavior, or records. Hmm. And yet we're constantly harassed by the police, illegally searched and detained, and I've even had property stolen from me by the police.
Wow.
The only reason why they've given us for stopping us was, and I quote, suspected gang activity, which is nonsensical rhetoric. You know, I mean, yep. it's nonsense. So what you guys were saying earlier about the police from that previous caller and accountability, there comes a time when, you know, the police are around my property, around my bike and around my, searching my property, when it really dawns on me that we outnumber them 37-1.
Yep.
And, you know, my thought is, you know, I'm sorry for saying this, but, you know, piss off. You don't have the right to bother me and my people. We're not performing any crime. We're not doing any crimes. So about police accountability, I mean, where do you guys think we should go on that?
Well, I don't know if I fully understand the question, so please flesh it out more for me. But let me just say, I fully support people holding the police accountable, and the best way to do it is with a video device and have all the other people around with video devices. And, of course, you know, you're obviously under no obligation to talk to the police at any given time, which, of course, when you talk to them, you're only usually giving them evidence that they can use against you. But I don't know if I really understood your question.
Okay. Specifically, like what you said about the videotaping the police, but once it's done, like right now, all of my guys are now getting GoPros and mounting them on everything we have. I mean, even our people, even our bodies.
Nice.
Before, I mean, we've had our motorcycle insignias taken from us, and I mean, I will kill you if you take my stuff. You know, I mean, I'm sorry to be that violent, but that's something that I pride myself on, and. The fact is that they're taking this. Like, look at the motorcycle clubs that have been persecuted out west. I mean, you know, it's...
I wouldn't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the Mongols Motorcycle Club. They're a well-known, you know, organized crime group, as they call them. But that was back in the 70s. I mean, these guys sell stuff online now. You know? So the point is that police need to be checked, and they need to be accountable for these things. But... What should we do? I mean, should we fight back, or should we go through the nonsense of the, you know, the civil system?
I think that the best thing that you can do, I think the best thing you can do, obviously, being physical with the police is never going to result in anything good. Really, it's just not. I mean, try to play it out in your mind. Take a deep breath. Get some time, go for a walk, and play it out in your mind. I mean,
if you need to, remember the story we told you earlier about the guy who shot a cop and then ended up getting shot with 300 or shot at with 377 rounds by 25 cops.
Right. So that's I can go ahead and slide that off the table. Unless one's one's life or one's family's lives are in danger from a rogue police officer, I'm just going to go ahead and slide that off the table. Second thing. I know. There are a lot of people listening.
Yes, sir.
So the second thing I would say is look, there's civil suits out there. You can
that won't work.
You can try it, but I don't.
They have immunity on most things.
I don't think that it's going to have a lot of luck. I think the best thing you can do is get this audio and video that you're going to get from these circumstances and put it online.
The coplock.org has a user submission portion on their site. So I've got I don't know if you know what happened up here this week in Keene, but there was a DEA raid of a head shop. Here, and I was on the scene with my camera recording everything those cops did every time they came out of the building, recording through the windows, etc. And I took the video that I edited. Of course, I uploaded it to the Freaking YouTube channel. But to get it some extra views, I submitted that as a story to copblock.org, and they've got editors in there who review all those submissions, and they'll publish most of them, I mean, if they're decent, to their website. Now, CopBlock's got a huge site, so that would be a way to get some extra eyes on whatever footage it is that that you come out with.
Yeah, that's the CopBlock is actually the reason why we started mounting GoPros on everything.
Excellent.
Because for surveillance of them. I mean, Big Brother and Big Data surveying us anyway, so we might as well do it to them.
You know, and I don't know, you know the biker mentality and the kind of culture better than I do, but it's always been my understanding that bikers are very open to the ideas of liberty, that they're naturally acclimated to them because they're always getting screwed with by the cops. But how many bikers know their rights? How prevalent is that within the biker community?
I'll be honest with you. I am a civil rights activist for my people and what we're trying to do. And I try to go around to all the clubs that will accept me and educate them. Not a lot know about what their actual rights are. Now, there's the inalienable right of, you F with me, I'll F with you kind of thing. But, the real rights of our government comes down to not a lot. There are many members of these motorcycle clubs are veterans of, previous wars and things like that. But they're not that up on civil laws. I mean, military.
Well, that might be an area of outreach then, because I know that here in Keene, I love doing cop block outreach, where we've got these great warning cop block warning flyers that kind of go through. These are your rights to the police. You don't have to talk to them. You can ask if you're being detained. If not, walk away. They'll give people a sort of rundown. You can record the police. We encourage recording. So kind of a rundown of your rights, and it's a real simple card. It's like a quarter page. You can get them for your own area and print them out, and then, maybe you could customize something to be more kind of biker-oriented, more custom to sort of the situations that a biker might be more likely to encounter, and continue doing outreach. Go to the big bike shows like Sturgis, and there's one here in New Hampshire. I don't know if you've been to the Weirs Beach bike rally they have up here.
Laconia?
I thought it happened on Weirs Beach, but yeah, it's near Laconia. They're right next door to them. Have you been to that one before?
No, I have not.
You know about these, right? Like these rallies where thousands of bikers come to.
We get the memo.
Yeah, they party, and the police love to hassle these guys. I mean, the cops, they know they can come down there, and they can hit them with tickets for nonsense, like being parked in the wrong place or whatever, and then they just write up a bunch of tickets, and they know these dudes, the bikers, are just going to probably pay it because they're probably not going to want to come back to Weirs Beach to go to court. So these are great opportunities because the cops are always screwing with the people at these bike rallies. Great opportunity to do some outreach on people's rights, and I would say team up with Cop Block and maybe get in touch with Pete or the crew over at copblock.org and, find out what resources they already have and then see if any the graphically bikers that know how to do graphics and then come up with something custom and then share that back with Cop Block so they can share it out to other bikers. And thank you, Justin, for the call tonight. Let us know how it goes. Appreciate hearing from you. We are out of time for tonight. And then move the biker gang up to New Hampshire because you can ride without your helmet on up here. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.